Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on 1600 ESPN. This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Happy Tuesday, Spencer on Sports here on 1600 ESPN. Eastern Iowa's home for sports. Glad to be hanging out with you. Got a shorter show the next couple of days. As you just heard, we got Chicago Cubs baseball coming up in about 90-ish minutes or so. 5:40 the pregame, 6:15 first pitch. Cubs and Braves, two best teams in the National League, two of the best teams record-wise in baseball. Got that for you all along our radio side tonight, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Preceding that, though, Spencer on Sports, 90-ish minutes with you here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports. And you are always welcome to join in on the conversation today, 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600, that is the talk line and the text line open for you each and every weekday afternoon. Lots to get to in our short time together here today. We're going to start off with some hoops talk on our last night look back at what happened last night in the NBA playoffs. Oklahoma City getting those brooms out, sweeping. I'm doing a sweeping motion in the studio. You can't see that, but sweeping motion, getting the brooms out for the Los Angeles Lakers. And thus starting the debates, the questions, what's going to happen with LeBron James? We'll talk about that. Look at the Cavs as well. Cavs coming back to tie the Detroit Pistons in the Eastern Conference. We'll get into that as well coming up here in just a little bit. Going to move up our usual Tuesday feature, You Make the Call, brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway in Cedar Rapids, coming up to 4:35 tonight. Got an interesting question, college football-related question. CBS Sports with a piece recently. The game that could define the season for each of their way too early top 25 teams. Iowa is in their way too early top 25, and they've determined that there is one game that could define the season for 2026 for Hawkeye football. We'll talk about that, see if they're right, see if you think there's a different game that could define the season. We'll talk about that after 4:30 on You Make the Call. We'll get you a Cubs report brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Take a look at tonight's game one between the Cubs and Braves. Also tell you where CBS Sports has the Cubs in their contender or pretender list out recently. Several teams, we talked yesterday about the hot or not list. It's essentially a variation on a theme. But they have several teams. They've looked at several teams who are above 500 that have been playing really good baseball through the first month and change of the season. And they've determined, at least in their opinion, okay, is this a serious contender? We talked about the American League on our not list yesterday. If you missed that podcast, available at kgymradio.com. But the consensus producer Isaac and I came to, the AL is not great. Not a lot of great teams in the AL. Most of the contenders right now coming from the National League. And we'll see if CBS has determined whether the Cubs are one of those contenders. We'll talk about that after 5:10. Get you a quick sports menu before we step out the door at 5:40. Look at baseball tonight also. Check in on what's happening in the playoffs. We got NBA and hockey tonight. WNBA back at, they didn't play last night, had the night off on Monday, but they return to action tonight, early season. Season just getting underway with the action over the weekend, and we'll take a look at what's happening in the W coming up here in just a bit. 319-366-1600. I've done this show for how many years, and I was like fishing for, you know, when you like cherry pick the stuff on a, I was terrible at the typing class in it was at middle school, high school. I think it was middle school, like sixth grade. You take typing class, and I always got yelled at for like, oh, G H J K whatever. I was literally just doing that same exact thing, trying to find the mic for producer Isaac. I've done this show in this time slot, going on 3 years now. It'll be 3 years in late August. The 4 to 6 block on 1600 ESPN. And I'm like, which button turns Isaac's mic on? Isaac, your mic's on. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I was, I think part of it, I'll take some of the blame for throwing you off because I came in a little bit later than I normally do.
I was worried. It was like 4:01 SportsCenter was on. I'm like, there's nobody here. Do I have to call Destiny in from those girls in the afternoon? She would love that.
She would really enjoy that. No, I had some troubles getting out of the parking lot. There was some people, they're doing some work around our apartment complex.
Okay.
And one of the people was just parked right behind my car
in
the parking lot. So
isn't that great?
And I didn't know who to contact, so I just kind of waited until they left, and I was hoping they would leave with enough time for me to make it up here. I did make it up here before the show started, but it was pretty close. So I think some of that's throwing you off, because usually I come in and have a conversation with you before the show and talk about stuff like plans that we have for the show in the next couple of weeks. And wasn't able to do that at all today because I came in just a little bit later than normal.
That's all right. You were here on time, which is good. I've had that happen before. I was trying, what was I doing? This is a long time ago. It was probably 10 years ago. But I'm done with apartment living. I've talked yesterday, bought a house in October. We're enjoying the patio, stuff like that. But I remember several times, it was my second full-time radio job, the one I had before I started working here. I was trying to go somewhere on a Saturday morning. I think the station was off the air. And that was my job. That's my job here, too. The station goes off the air. Like, you have to, like, be ready to, like, figure it out, or something was going wrong with one of our Saturday shows. And apartment life, you know how it is. I'm trying to get out of my garage, not attached garage, not, like, under the apartment. No, it's across the parking lot. So I'm trying to back out. Bro pulls up in a U-Haul. And they're moving. I think they were moving their mom out and into assisted living. It was a younger couple moving the other. So I obviously want to be respectful, want to be, hey, you know, sorry, I have an emergency at work. Like, you know, could you please move your truck? The guy did not like that request. And I understand, like, I try to give people grace. Like, I'm like, hey, dude, like, you know, I wasn't rude or anything. I just said, sorry, sir, I hate to, I see you're moving. Like, could you please move your truck? You know, I have to get to a work emergency. And the guy, like, just kind of flew off the handle. And even his wife was kind of like, why did you do that to him? And so I approach people with caution. I probably would have done what you would have done, but it's not feasible in our line of work. When there's an off-air emergency, like the station, for you listeners, the station's off the air. We need to fix that ASAP. And this guy, he didn't know that I worked in radio. He didn't know that I did this. He didn't know I did that. But he was not thrilled with me asking to move the U-Haul, even though I asked him very politely. So I'm like, hey, I'm not a confrontation type of person. I'm like, nope, we're gonna sit it out. We're gonna wait. We're gonna see if they move. And if they don't, maybe I'll call somebody.
Well, I would have
find
it.
Somebody.
I did like see the group that was working. I was like, I probably could have just gone up and asked them.
Hey, sorry guys.
And they would have, but I don't know. I was like, maybe whatever they're doing is going to take like 10 minutes and it won't take that long. It took a little bit longer than I thought it would. But hey, again, made it before the show started.
You're good.
I'm in the clear.
You're good. You are on time. You are perfect. You get the gold star for today for showing up. 319-366-1600. Let's get going. Some hoops to begin the program. And we'll talk about what happened last night. It's our last night look back on 1600 ESPN.
What's happening?
Big news. This just in.
This is really important.
Wow. That is really, really big.
319-366-1600. Spencer at Sports on a Tuesday afternoon. Pretty nice day out there. Kind of cloudy around midday. Had some rain and thunder. We were sitting in a meeting earlier today and boom. Like, well, what was that? It was thunder. A little rain to begin the week. Looks like a pretty good week later on this week. We'll get you a forecast update here in just a bit. But hoops last night. Interesting night in the association. The playoffs continuing on. The Detroit Pistons once had a 2-0 series lead. Now they're all tied up with the Cleveland Cavaliers, two games apiece. We'll get to that in just a moment. But the headline of the day, of course, is not only the defending champs sweeping everyone's favorite NBA team,
the Los Angeles Lakers,
out of the NBA playoffs. What is going to let the speculation begin? It began last night at, like, I don't know what time the game ended last night. I mean, 11:30 Central Time. 9:30 Pacific. I'm just rough estimate there. The speculation began maybe even long before that. But what will happen to LeBron James? Is he done? Was this the last we've seen of LBJ, or is he coming back for another run at it in Los Angeles, in Cleveland, in insert random team here? We don't know the answer to that question. We won't know for a while. But the Thunder are on to the the next round of the playoffs. I projected them to win the championship. That was one of the easiest playoff picks I've ever made. In a bracket, whether it's the NCAA tournament or the NBA, they are on to the Western Conference Finals, awaiting either San Antonio or Minnesota. That series continuing tonight. The Knicks are on to the Conference Finals in the East. We talked about that. Yesterday. The Thunder are moving on, but Isaac, I mean, for as good as the Thunder have looked throughout this playoff run, they cannot be overshadowed by King James. And what everybody seems to want to talk about today is King James. So we are with the times. We are trending here. I will kind of begrudgingly start with not only the Thunder, but also LeBron James and what might happen to him. My answer is pretty simple. I guess I want to hear your answer and see if we agree. I think we're on the same wavelength with this. What ultimately do you think happens with LeBron? Was this it, or is he coming back for another season when all this is said and done? Are we in Aaron Rodgers mode with LeBron James? Is basically what I'm asking.
I'd be pretty surprised if he retired, just because it doesn't seem like it's really his personality. I guess he wants the celebration, I guess, is maybe how the best way I can say it. At least the way I imagine it being is he wants to have that sort of final tour. And listen, he's been in the league for 20 plus years. Like, he kind of deserves it, I guess, if you want to say. Like, he's all over the record books. His greatness is undeniable. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. He deserves a celebration if that's what he wants. I would say it's possible it's his last game as a Laker. I think that's certainly on the table, especially when you consider the Lakers are probably moving forward to the Luka Doncic sort of era and trying to figure out how they can best assemble a squad to suit his sort of weaknesses and strengths and make the most out of that roster. And LeBron James just kind of, it's a weird sort of timeline fit because of LeBron James's age, and also what LeBron James is good at now is kind of what Luka's role would be as a sort of the main guy on the team. It's just kind of an awkward fit for those two right now. And you kind of got to surround Luka with 3-and-D wings. That's not necessarily what LeBron is at this point in his career. And there's other teams like the Cavs potential storyline, like, or the Cavs like final return, like play one more year or two more years in Cleveland to finish out your career. That'd be kind of cool. If New York doesn't win it, finishing his career in New York, that'd be kind of cool, especially when you consider like that's a contender. If New York doesn't win it this year, then maybe you can go there and be the final piece, and you win one in New York, that like kind of amplifies everything by 10. Winning in New York always
right.
does. So
yeah.
Something like that is on the board where it's his final game as a Laker, but I'd be pretty surprised if it's his final game of his career.
I would agree with you on both fronts. I don't see it like as one of the true all-time greats of the game, right? You're not going out like that, number one, like getting swept in a best of seven series, the fourth time being swept in his career, second time with the Lakers, did it back in the 2023 Western Conference Finals, or had it happen to him back in the 2023 Western Conference Finals against Denver. That's not the way an all-time great goes out, at least one with the mentality that he has. So I think it was never a question of is he the people asking before last night's game, is this the last game for the career of LeBron James? That was never going to be the case, in my opinion. There was no way he was going to go out with his team getting swept. Not fully healthy, his team getting swept, right? Not him not being fully healthy, but the team as a whole, not having all its key pieces, getting swept by Oklahoma City. He wants to be in contention. He wants a chance at a ring, whether that's, you know, one last ride next year or 2 years down the road. It was never a question of is this it for his career. I agree. I think it might be somewhere else. I think the Lakers are still probably I'm not an NBA insider by any means, but I think they're still the heavy favorite to keep him. There's too many other kind of storylines, like you mentioned, the Cleveland thing. Depending on what happens to them here in the playoffs, right? If they end up losing the series, they almost lost the first series, right? In that playoffs to to Toronto if they didn't lose that or win that game seven. You know, maybe it's the timeline's accelerated a little bit more, but if they're not able to, you know, win this with Harden and Donovan Mitchell, they've done a good job fighting back. I still don't think anybody's beating the Knicks in the East right now because they're just playing so well. Maybe I'm totally wrong with that, but I could see like kind of the grand opening, grand closing kind of thing. Like, you know, he burst onto the scene in Cleveland, went to Miami, came back to Cleveland, went to LA, and now it's kind of the return home. The hero returns home to where it all began. That kind of storyline. He didn't get enough of his flowers, right? A lot of people want to give him his flowers, but not everybody. It was not like known at the beginning of the season, like, hey, this is the last dance. This is the last ride. So if he puts it out, he's going to get the attention that he wants. He's going to get the video tributes. He's going to, I don't know if they'll do gifts like they do in baseball when like Yadi Molina and Albert Pujols, right? Mariano Rivera, like their last Ichiro, like these legends of the game, they play their last like kind of game in Miami, right? Hey, here's a rocking chair for the old man. So I don't know if they do that in the NBA, but they'll be the tips of the cap, right? I think I've shared before, I was at Dwayne Wade's last ever game in Milwaukee before he retired. Of course, he played college basketball at Marquette, well-respected around the Milwaukee community. He was on the Heat, I think his second stint with the Heat at that time. This was like 2018, 2019, if I remember correctly. But that kind of thing. It wasn't on the same scale as like a LeBron thing would be, but it would be like that kind of thing magnified times 10 because it's LeBron James. So I think knowing all that, the not going out, getting swept, the chance to kind of write your own ending, you know, be the kind of the hero's return, the hero's welcome, and kind of get your flowers and get like this kind of like, and it's well deserved. I don't mean to say get your flowers in like a, you know, like a negative connotation.
Yeah, like you, a self-centered sort of.
Right.
Idea, yeah.
And said, people will tell, well, LeBron is self-centered. I don't care about that. Like, he deserves the recognition that he will get, the recognition that he wants, and therefore that he's not done. In my opinion, that's a long way of saying he's not done. End of story, period.
And you can kind of point to even the ability. It's not like he's kind of fallen off a cliff and is a net negative on the court or anything. Certainly defensively, he's not as solid as he was, like, say, the Heat days, where you could argue he should have won one or two defensive player of the years. Instead, you had Joakim Noah. Again, we don't need to, like, rehash some of that, but he's not the elite defensive player he once was, for sure. But he's still a top 15, 20 player in the league. Mm-hmm. Like, he can certainly contribute to a title-winning team or a team that wants to push for a title as just kind of being a point forward and being able to distribute, because he does have, like, arguably the best passing vision, best, like, sort of mentality when it comes to passing in the league still. It's him and Jokic, probably one and two in whatever order you want to say, as far as best passers in the league right now. So he can still contribute to winning in a meaningful way. It's just, you know, some of his strengths maybe don't fit like some of the other more ball dominant players like Luka. So maybe he wants to go to a different team and sort of showcase that more. Or maybe he's fine with the Lakers and wants to be like a third option behind Luka and Austin Reeves, which is certainly a good fit for him at this point in his career and would help for title contention. But he's still playing at a high level. And so he doesn't need to, it's not like, oh man, I can't watch him play anymore, anything right. Like that. Like, he still is performing at a top 15, top 20 level.
319-366-1600, 8310 says he's going to want a parade. Yes, he will want a parade. And Ed in Iowa City, one of our resident Celtics fans, says winning it in Boston is where it ups it by 10. Would the Celtics go after? I know the Celtics are in the Giannis rumor mill right now. Giannis for Jaylen Brown. Maybe not a one for one, but some trade involving Giannis and Jaylen Brown and picks and whatever. Would the Celtics go after LeBron?
Probably not, but that'd be funny considering that was like once the Celtics were the boogeyman for LeBron for a long time. Yeah, whether it was the Cavs stint, I mean, he kind of got him back on the Heat. He kind of dominated the Celtics then, but for a minute there, the Celtics were the boogeyman for LeBron that he couldn't get past. But I mean, to Ed's point, my point being, there's like maybe three franchises where if you win a title in the NBA, it means more than Los Angeles, New York, and Boston. Like, if you win a title on one of those three markets, you're going to, it's going to be amplified times 10, whether that's fair or not to like the Bucks winning the title with Giannis or, you know, Jokic winning it with Denver. It just doesn't get broadcast or doesn't like stoke the flames of popularity quite as much as it does winning in those three markets.
What about, does, I mean, we know Chicago doesn't have the same connotation.
Oh yeah, Chicago for sure though, yeah.
But I think if you were able to go, and not that LeBron would go to the Bulls, don't get your hopes up, Bulls fans. I know you're out there. I know you're quietly, you know, optimistic after they finally decided to be terrible and tank and get a decent draft pick, getting number 4 in the lottery and stuff like that. I don't think Chicago still has, I mean, Chicago still will forever have the legacy of MJ and what he did there. But Chicago is just so far off the beaten path right now in NBA terms that it's like, why would someone of his greatness go
right
play
now
there?
At least? Yeah,
it just
sure.
makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
but I will, you're right though. Chicago is definitely another city where if you win there, I mean, they sell out that center, that arena every year, and they've been just meh for basically my entire life. Mm-hmm. They've just been like an okay team where sometimes they're in the playoffs, sometimes they're not. And they sell out every single year. Every game's, you know, absolutely packed. So Chicago is definitely one of the markets I should have included that, where if you do win there, mm-hmm. I mean, that city will revere you for forever, and it will get you more, a ton of eyeballs on you, because Chicago is a national, the Chicago Bulls are a international sort of brand at this point, right. Thanks to MJ.
Right, absolutely. 319-366-1600, 2030, saying wants LeBron to go back to Cleveland for one last ride. This is Mr. James LBJ talking about what he feels like he has left in the NBA.
Well, I think you guys asked me about it, and I've answered questions. Yeah, I don't think I've come out and was like, oh, retirement is coming. So, I mean, with my future, I don't know, obviously. I mean, this is obviously, we're still fresh from, you know, obviously losing, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the future holds for me, obviously, as it stands right now tonight. You know, I got a lot of time. I'll sit back, like I think I said it last year after we lost, I think, to Minnesota, to go back and recalibrate with my family and talk with them and spend some time with them. And then when the time comes, I obviously, you guys know what I decide to do.
In true media fashion, he was asked a couple different times, yo, LeBron, what about your future?
I have no idea. I mean, none of us in here know what the future holds. None of us. Nobody has any idea what the future holds, and I don't either. Like I said, I'll take time to recalibrate and look over the season and see what's best for my future. And when I get to that point, everyone will know.
Everyone will know. No one knows about the future. I love when athletes, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I made the comparison at the start of the segment. Aaron Rodgers, kind of the mystical quest of life. No one knows what the future will bring. I don't know if LeBron gets too mystical in his press conferences, but you get Aaron Rodgers, you get certain people that are just like, time is a flat circle. Day, the sun rises, the sun sets. The first day.
Well, I mean, I don't think LeBron partakes in the same hobbies that
true,
Aaron Rodgers partakes in.
LeBron does not give the vibe of a darkness retreat kind
yes.
of guy.
Yes, so no. I think those hobbies, whether it's darkness retreats or other things that Rodgers ingests in various ways, kind of lead to some of those mystical thoughts that Rodgers gets. I don't think LeBron partakes in some of those.
Probably not. Probably. Some of that stuff might be legal in California. No, we are done. 319-366-1600. This is one more clip about LeBron. We'll quick wrap up our NBA segment here in a moment. But Vince Goodwill from ESPN, one of the newest NBA writers, talking about the best spot to be in if he does come back. He says that spot is
the Los Angeles Lakers.
I think the best place for him is to remain a Laker. To retire a Los Angeles Laker. When you look at the landscape of the league, Greeny, and he's going to have to be the third option no matter where he goes if he wants to win a championship. No one, I'm not sure if anybody's going to pay him max prices, $50+ million, to be that at 42, 43 years old. The best place for him to be probably is a Laker, but probably not at a max deal.
319-366-1600. Rest of last night's, on our last night look back here, the Thunder are the Thunder. A.J. Mitchell, remember A.J. Mitchell? We can't remember him. He's playing. He's had a heck of a last couple. Get career high 28 points in the closeout win SGA last night with 35. Those two combining for 63, the most by a Thunder starting backcourt in a playoff game since the team moved to OKC back in 08-09. Is anybody beating the Thunder out of the West? The Spurs could. The
Spurs could, yeah.
But, I mean, I just feel like, oh, well, they swept LeBron out of the playoffs. They did this. They did that. They're just so good. And even with, like, games where Shea has foul trouble, they're still able to extend the lead. So I feel pretty still confident. I mean, everybody showed they're the defending champs, but Spurs, Thunder, the Spurs got to get out of the first round. Wemby's got to stop throat-punching people.
Yeah.
He's going to play tonight for what that's worth. He's going to be active. No further suspension, no further punishment. But, man, Thunder-Knicks, that was my prediction. I'm feeling pretty good about that at this point.
It does feel, based off of how both those teams are playing right now, that's, like, as far as based on form right now, like, that's 1-2 in some sort of way, whether that's New York 1, OKC 2, or the other way around. Mm-hmm. Like, those are clearly the two teams playing the best right now. But I think the Spurs, they have, like, some interesting matchup or pose a lot of matchup issues for the Thunder. And maybe you could say the same thing with the Knicks, just because they have for a potential finals matchup. Maybe that's looking ahead too much, but mm-hmm. for a potential finals matchup, because the Knicks are so versatile on the court with their 1-5, like really a lot of long defenders apart from like Brunson and Kat, who aren't super great defenders, but a ton of length and a switchability on that within that starting five kind of poses some interesting issues for OKC on offense. But again, we'll see if that's the eventual finals matchup or not.
I don't want to bury Cavs Pistons, but I want to say the least interesting topic. It's interesting because the Cavs have tied the series. We talked about it. Was that Friday? Which team is under the most kind of like the most close to pushing the panic button? I said the Sixers? I said the Sixers just because how the Knicks were playing, but you said the Cavs, and now the Cavs have come back to tie the series. Those two wins have come in Cleveland. They still have not lost in Cleveland this postseason. This series will end likely in Detroit if it keeps kind of alternating back and forth, but 24-0 run in the second half for the Cavs. Donovan Mitchell with 39 last night.
Second, yeah.
Incredible stuff from him. And give credit to the Cavs for fighting back. I know JB Bickerstaff of the Pistons, not thrilled with the officiating in Cleveland. This feels like a 7-game series, and the Knicks are sitting there like, yes, please go 7, because we can take out whoever ends this one. But what did you think about the Cavs coming back to tie it?
Yeah, that was more of the playoff performance that we saw Donovan Mitchell have when he was in Utah, where when Donovan Mitchell left Utah, when he got traded, I think he was like number 4 all time in playoff point per game average. So he was scoring a ton of points when he was in the playoffs in Utah. He just wasn't having like deep runs or anything like that. It'd be bouncing the first or second round, but he was always scoring at a high level. That didn't really come over to Cleveland. He's had some sort of down games, some down playoff games when he's first joined, and they've had some disappointing playoff runs. But that was more a return to form for Donovan Mitchell and kind of what the Cavs have been waiting for and banking on, Donovan Mitchell showing up in the playoffs and scoring at that high click so they can – that was the idea behind the team building sort of element of him. It has him be the focal point of the offense and score a ton of points so he can lead him to the championship. Now, again, he has to stretch multiple games together of doing that, but that was more of a return to form and what I was used to seeing Donovan Mitchell when he was a Jazz player.
Donovan Mitchell here talking about his hot second half last night against Detroit.
I just told the guys, like, hey, I wasn't getting downhill like I had in game 3. You know what I mean? And sure, yeah, I scored a lot of points, but just trying to find ways to get early offense, and shots started to fall, but just kind of maintaining my stuff. And the biggest thing was just trying to just create advantages wherever I saw them for the group and, you know, not force things.
39 points in the second half for Donovan Mitchell as he helped the Cavs get the job done. As for the Pistons last night, this is Cade Cunningham talking about just their mindset coming off the loss in game 4 and Now going back for game five of the series all time.
It's nothing to hang our head about losing a game in the NBA. It's nothing to hang our head about losing tonight. I mean, they're a good team. They handled their business. They won at home. Now we get to go back, and there's a lot to learn from tonight. There's things that we didn't see that, you know, tonight we got an opportunity to get exposed to and learn from. So we'll come back better, and there's nothing to hang our head about. Like I said, I mean, we're only going to come back stronger, and we got to protect our home now.
Cade Cunningham of the Pistons there. Game five is tomorrow night in Detroit. Pistons an early 3.5-point favorite on their home court. 319-366-1600. Spencer on Sports, a short edition of the show. It's getting going here, about an hour left. We'll take you up to the Cubs pregame show at 5:40 tonight. Cubs and Atlanta Braves here on 1600 ESPN. We'll take a quick timeout, come back with this week's edition of You Make the Call. College football theme question. Stay tuned. We'll have that next here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Skies will continue to clear out through the rest of the evening. We'll be looking at mostly clear skies tonight. Temperatures will drop back into the upper 40s. On Wednesday, we'll see sunny conditions throughout the day, and it will stay breezy out of the northwest with high temperatures reaching the lower 70s. Skies will remain clear into Wednesday night as temperatures drop into the middle 40s. More sunshine is expected on Thursday with high temperatures in the middle 70s. We'll see a more active pattern start to shape up as we head later on in this week with multiple chances for showers and storms. And that was a check for your weather first forecast. I'm meteorologist Kason Frericks.
After a mostly cloudy day today, things looking pretty good out there. It is pretty windy out there. Cedar Rapids Airport just reporting a gust of 35 miles per hour within the last hour. Temperature-wise, very nice afternoon. 76 in Cedar Rapids, 78 in Iowa City from 1600 ESPN.
When President Trump needed fighters, Randy Feenstra was there. In Congress, Feenstra partnered with President Trump, banning men from girls' sports and women's restrooms, securing the border, deporting dangerous criminal illegal aliens, and delivering the largest working-class tax cut in American history. Now, as governor, Randy Feenstra will continue to fight alongside President Trump to put America first and Iowa first by defeating big government liberals who threaten our state.
As a lifelong Iowan, I know how hard you work and how much government takes. I'm Randy Feenstra. I'm a Trump conservative who knows government isn't the solution. It's the problem. As governor, I'll lower and freeze property taxes, rip out regulations hurting farms and small businesses, and attract new industries for better jobs and bigger paychecks. With me, big government liberals will never win. Iowa is built by people who work, not politicians who take.
Trump conservative and Iowa fighter, Randy Feenstra for governor.
Paid for by Randy Feenstra for governor.
Nothing makes you feel the way the Wellness Lounge does. From their infrared halo sauna, red light therapy, vibrowave, and aqua cocoon to the only full-body cryo in the corridor. You won't believe the feeling. For pain relief, a quick physical tune-up, or genuine relaxation, find it at the Wellness Lounge. See all the remarkable treatments they offer and schedule your session now at thewellnessloungeia.com.
The Wellness Lounge in Coralville, the only full-body cryotherapy in the corridor. Soothe and improve your body. Thewellnessloungeia.com.
That pallet of pavers collecting dust? The beginnings of a garden? Those stray fence posts? Are you haunted by half-finished projects on your land? John Deere is here to say, not anymore. Our compact tractors allow you to swap implements easily, and with the right tools, those projects can get finished for good.
Visit us at City Tractor, 645 Penn Court in North Liberty, Iowa. Online at www.citytractor.com.
The search for